Some time ago, I was driving in Fenton. I was driving out here on Highway 141, and I needed to get into an exit lane and turn off. The problem was the exit lane was all full, and so I slowed way down waiting for a chance to get off. And as I slowed down, a large pickup truck raced up behind me, and huge tires, honking its horn, you know, get moving. And, you know, I still wanted to get off, so I just kept puttering along. And the guy swerved around on the right and saw through the window. He's shaking his fist and making some signs, which I won't make, and yelling at me through the window. And then he cut right back in front of me and roared off. He didn't hit me or anything. I was glad my windows were up. I didn't hear what he had to say either. And as I continued on my way, eventually got off 141, I thought, that was not a patient man. Now, that was an angry man. And I really didn't have warm, fuzzy feelings towards him. I thought, you know, I don't think I'd really like to get to know him. Maybe he can have some other friends, not me. But as I thought a little more, I'd have to admit that I've had a few angry thoughts when I got stuck behind a slow driver, especially when I was in a hurry. And so I'm not totally blameless either. Getting angry seems to come easier to us than being patient. That's what we're going to talk about today. Today we're in the third part of our message series, Developing Stronger Relationships. We're going to be talking about developing patience. Patience is an essential ingredient to building strong relationships. But maybe you haven't thought about it before. You really can't talk about patience without talking about anger. Because the word patience means slow to get angry. That's what a patient person is. He's somebody who gets angry slowly. The Greek word for patience is makrothumos. Macro means long or slow. Thumos means anger or wrath. And so, patience means that you have a long fuse, even longer than in that picture. You don't blow up easily. It burns for a long time. You manage your anger. Proverbs 14:29 says, a patient man has great understanding, but a quick-tempered man displays folly. You can follow along in the There's an outline in the middle of your bulletin. You can follow along the outline and the scripture verses there. The Bible tells us it's wise to learn to develop patience, but it's foolish to be quick-tempered. An angry person, he seems powerful at the time when he blows his top, whatever he does, but he doesn't really accomplish anything constructive. In fact, with respect to relationships, anger weakens relationships. Anger destroys relationships. Anger blows them apart. On the other hand, a person who's patient, who overlooks wrongs in other people, he's the kind of person who's able to build strong relationships. Proverbs 19:11. I had to restrain myself with Proverbs on this topic. I mean, we could have spent the whole morning on verses from Proverbs about being patient and anger and watching our mouths. Anyhow, here's one more. People with good sense restrain their anger. They earn esteem by overlooking wrongs. And so people with good sense, they work at being patient because they know it enhances their relationships. They earn esteem with other people by overlooking wrongs. What do you think of another person when you do something wrong and you know this other person knows it and they just kind of overlook it and are still your friend? Think, well, that's pretty good guy. That's a pretty good woman. On the other hand, when somebody picks out every fault you have before you even know it, that maybe isn't the kind of person you want to be around. A person with good sense works at being patient. They have a long fuse. Now, who's the most patient person around? Who's the person with the longest fuse? It's God Himself. God is incredibly patient. Now he has to be, doesn't he? Put up with people like me and you. If God wasn't patient with us, we'd be long gone. If God wasn't patient, we wouldn't exist anymore. We've insulted Him. We've criticized Him. We've done wrong countless times. We've ignored Him, and yet He loves us. And He's patient with us time and time again. Numbers 14:18 says, "The Lord is slow to anger and rich in unfailing love, forgiving every kind of sin and rebellion." God wants us to be like Him. Slow to anger. That's patient. Full of love. Full of forgiveness. In any relationship that we have a choice to make. Because we're going to get hurt. We're going to be wrong from time to time. We need to decide. Are we going to be patient? Or are we going to get angry? And so today we're going to look at some of the things that try our patience. Some of the things that test our patience. We're going to look at how God responds so that we can learn how we should respond in those different situations so that we can develop patience, so we can build strong relationships in our lives. First of all, we need to be patient with other people's actions. This is the first area that God wants us to develop patience. When other people do things, it might be people we're close to, it might be strangers that we meet. But I believe that every circumstance that we face in life that tries our patience is sent from God. It's sent from God to help us to develop the character trait of patience. And so when that driver got upset with me as he was driving, I had a choice to make. Was I going to get angry back at him, or was I going to be patient? It was a test. The same for you. The way that you begin to develop patience is to see the problems you have in life, the things that try your patience, not just simply as terrible things you must go through, but as opportunities for you to develop that character trait that God has, that He wants us to have, so that we can grow to become more and more like Jesus. So let's look at God first. Let us be patient as God is patient with our wrong actions. You know, sin is first and foremost against God. When we do something wrong, it's not first and foremost against another person, it's against God. Sin of any kind is an insult of God. Sin of any kind hurts God. It grieves Him. You know, God can be hurt, God can be grieved, He is. When we do wrong actions, and yet God is merciful, He's patient, He's slow to get angry with us. If you look back over your life, how many wrong things have you done? Has God snuffed you out yet? Well, you wouldn't be sitting here if He had. He's been patient with you. Romans 2:4 says, "Don't you realize how kind, tolerant, and patient God is with you? Or don't you care? Can't you see how kind He has been in giving you time to turn from your sin?" God's been patient with every one of us. He hasn't lowered the hammer. Patience means being kind. It means being tolerant. It means giving people time to change, not expecting change immediately. And we need to be the same. Patient with other people's actions. Why is God patient with us? Because He wants us to turn to Him. He wants to build a strong relationship with us, and so He's patient. Let us also be patient, as God is patient with our lack of right actions. Now, some people don't do wrong things that hurt us. They just don't do the right things, the things they're supposed to do. And that tries our patience just as much as if they'd done something wrong. Now, oftentimes people think of sin as just doing wrong things. But sin is also not doing the right things that God wants us to do. There's sins of commission, and there's sins of omission. Let's turn this monitor down. Revelation 2:5 says, "Look how far you have fallen from your first love. Turn back to me again and work as you did at first." Now here God is speaking to some people who started out well with God. Their love for Him was strong. They did a lot of good things for Him, but they'd fallen away. They weren't doing the things they were supposed to do anymore, and yet God was patient with them. He encouraged them to turn back to Him, to do the right things. that they should have been doing. And since God is patient with us, we can learn from that example to be patient with other people. How patient are you with the action of others? Say you're at work and somebody makes a mistake and their mistake affects your project. Are you angry or are you patient? How do you respond? Maybe you don't like confrontations, you don't get angry in the person's face, but you let everybody else know what they did. It wasn't your mistake, it was theirs. Is that how God treats us? You know, I've made my share of mistakes, and some of them have been doozies. Yet God has been incredibly patient with me. God continues to love me, even when we do the wrong thing, even when we fail to do the right thing. I read a story about a boy whose parents loved him dearly. But when the boy got into high school, his life began to slide downhill. He started running with the wrong crowd, dropped out of school. One night he staggered into the house at 3 a.m. in the morning, drunk, and collapsed on his bed and passed out. His mother heard him come in, and she got up and went to his room. A short time later, his father wondered where his wife had gone. He got up and searched for her, and he found his wife at his son's bed, and she was just laying there, stroking his head, praying for him. And the father said, "What are you doing?" And the mother answered, "He won't let me love him when he's awake." But yet, she still loved this boy. This boy who really wanted nothing to do with his parents. This boy who was doing all the wrong things he knew he shouldn't do. That mother's patient love wasn't going to quit. And it's a picture to us of God's patient love for us. No matter what we've done, God's love for us doesn't quit. So how can we be patient? Remember God's patience with us back in our life. Remember how He's encouraged you. Remember how He's never given up on you. Remember how God has given you time to change. And then ask Him to give you His patience. It's one of the wonderful things about God. He makes available to us His character qualities. Galatians 5:22 says, "When the Holy Spirit controls our lives, He will produce this kind of fruit in us: love, joy, peace, patience." So ask the Holy Spirit to control your life. Ask the Holy Spirit to produce in your life the fruit of patience. God's patience in your life, so you can be patient like God is. And He will. As you and I remember that God is patient with our actions, we can be patient with others. Secondly, be patient with other people's words. It's not just other people's actions that try our patience, it's their words. That's one of the biggest areas, what people say. Can you remember the last time that somebody said something and inside you wanted to pop them in the nose? You didn't do it, of course, but you wanted to. That was a test of your patience, sent from God to help develop your patience. We all have those kind of tests on a regular basis. Sometimes from people we don't know very well. Most often, it's from people we know very well. The people who are closest to us test our patience. And we need to learn to be patient with our family, our friends, our workmates when they say things that test us. Be patient with others' words as God is patient. I'm going to use a couple examples with our angry words. Have you ever been angry at God? I have. Still alive to tell about it. People get angry at God. They get bitter at God. It's not right, but God is patient with us. Jesus was patient. People insulted Him. People said all kinds of bad things about Him. Angry things. Peter, speaking of Jesus, says, "He did not retaliate when He was insulted. When He suffered, He did not threaten to get even. He left His case in the hands of God, who always judges fairly." So when you are insulted by somebody, angry words from somebody, what is your natural response? It's to retaliate. To to say angry things back to them. Jesus didn't do it. When somebody says something to hurt you, what's your natural reaction? It's to threaten to get even. But Jesus didn't do that either. When somebody's impatient and angry with me, my natural reaction is to be impatient and angry back. And that perpetuates the cycle. Because what's their natural reaction? To be impatient and angry back with you. And sometimes this can escalate to quite a big degree. God wants you to break that cycle. When somebody speaks angry words to you, to be patient. And that breaks the cycle. Be patient with other people's words. Be patient as God is patient with our critical words. Sometimes people are critical of God. They question whether God is doing the right thing, or they question whether He's doing the wrong thing. Now, this happens when anything bad happens to a person or in the world. A certain amount of people will blame God for it, even though it wasn't God that caused it. God wants us to pour out our hearts to Him. He wants us to be honest with Him, even if we question, because He's there to listen. He's there to be patient with us. If you read the Psalms, David often had critical, questioning words of God. For instance, Psalm 13, verse 1, just one example. O Lord, how long will you forget me? Forever? How long will you look the other way? Now, had God really forgotten David? No. Had He really looked the other way? No. But yet to David, it felt like it. And sometimes it feels like it to us, that God is not there at all. But yet God was patient with David. He helped him understand His presence. And God is patient with our critical words as well. And since God is patient with our words, He can help us to be patient with other people's words. A lonely guy once decided that life would be more fun if he had a pet. And so he went to a pet store. He talked to the owner and said, I want an unusual pet to bring home. Kind of complete my life. And after some discussion, he decided on a centipede. Okay. I brought the centipede home from the pet store. It's still a little ways till dinner, okay? So you'll be okay. He brought the centipede home in a little white box. And he decided he wanted to take the centipede out to eat with him. And so he asked the centipede, would you like to go out to Wendy's with me for dinner? He listened and there was no answer. Guy got a little irritated and he said to the centipede again, how about going out to Wendy's with me? And there was no answer. And now the guy was getting angry. And he lifted the little white box up to his mouth and he shouted at that centipede, will you go out to dinner with me or not? And he listened one last time and finally a little voice came out of the box. And the centipede said, I heard you the first time. I'm putting on my shoes. Now, the moral of the story, okay, is in order to be patient, put yourself in the other person's shoes. They might be a little different than yours. Now you remember that story, won't you? That's all you remember from this morning, I'm sure. How patient are you with other people's words? Do you think about what they might be going through? The hurts they've experienced. You know, hurt people hurt people. And sometimes people who say things that hurt us have been hurt themselves. You haven't walked a mile in their shoes. Do you see angry words or critical words from other people as an opportunity to develop patience or to retaliate in anger? Are you just thinking about yourself or are you thinking about the other person? How do you respond when your spouse is critical or angry to you? Proverbs 15:1 says, a gentle answer turns away wrath, but harsh words stir up anger. You see, a gentle answer, a gentle response, a patient answer breaks that cycle of anger. Whether it's in your marriage, whether it's in a relationship with your children, whether it's at work, whether it's with a friend or relative. On the other hand, harsh words stir things up. They mix up the pot. Somebody says something harsh and angry to you and you respond in kind, elevates to another level. Gets harder and harder to get out of it. A patient person is a peacemaker. A patient person recognizes that God is in control. A patient person realizes they don't have to set everybody else in the world straight. A patient person is interested in not defending themselves, but building stronger relationships with other people. A patient person seeks to understand what that other person is going through. Maybe those angry words are just a screen for a very hurt person that needs your help. Since God is patient with our words, we can be patient with others. Lastly, be patient with other people's attitudes. You know, sometimes it's not really somebody's actions, it's not really their words per se, it's something harder to put your finger on. It's an attitude. Well, attitudes are conveyed in a lot of different ways, but they're a reflection of a person's internal thoughts. And we're talking about bad attitudes, not good attitudes, bad attitudes. Bad attitudes that try your patience. There are all kinds of bad attitudes, and I just picked two. Be patient with others' attitudes as God is patient with our discouragement. You know, when we face challenging circumstances in our life, nothing seems to be going right, we're prone to discouragement. Now, as a believer, as a child of God, we should always be encouraged. We should always be ready to encourage other people. But the truth of the matter is that for most of us, sometimes we get discouraged. And if you're ever around a profoundly discouraged person, that can be a test of your patience. No matter what you say, it's never good enough. The sky is falling. It's doom and gloom. It can be a test of your patience. You just can't encourage that person. And yet, God never gives up on us. I've been very discouraged at times. God understands what we're going through. He has sympathy. He has patience. He keeps on encouraging us until we finally get encouraged. We need to do the same. How can he do that? Hebrews 4:15 says, this high priest of ours, Jesus, understands our weaknesses, for he faced all the same temptations we do, yet he did not sin. Jesus never sinned, but he faced all the same trials, all the same circumstances, all the same bad attitudes that we face. Jesus walked a mile in our shoes. He understands your weaknesses. He knows what you're going through. And he's patient with your attitudes. He's patient when we're discouraged. And so we should be of other people. The second attitude we're going to talk about, we need to be patient as God is patient with our slowness to learn. Now this is how God helps parents and teachers of any kind learn patience. When people are slow to learn, it tries your patience when somebody needs to be told for the fifth time in the same day how to do something or not to do something. Now, we have seven children, so it's maybe the 50th time, you know, we've told somebody today. And yet God is patient with us. We're his kids. How many times have you done something you know is wrong? You know, you knew it was wrong, and oops, I did it again. And God is patient with you. And he forgives you, and you do it again, and he's still patient. Think about the Apostle Thomas, often referred to as Doubting Thomas. You know, for thousands of years, someday we'll meet him in heaven. There's Doubting Thomas. But he wouldn't be in heaven if he didn't really believe. So he'll say, no, I believed, you know. My doubt changed to belief. So don't call me Doubting Thomas in heaven anymore. So anyhow, After the story, after Jesus died on the cross, he rose from the dead. And he showed himself to a number of the disciples, and the disciples that saw him believed. But Thomas was slow to learn. He didn't believe these other guys. He said, unless I can physically touch the wounds in Jesus' hands and in his side, I'm not going to believe. I got to touch the man. I don't even want to just see him with my eyes. He was very slow to learn. Now, if I was Jesus, I would just say, well, forget this doubting Thomas. Let's go on with the... I guess there was only 10 left then. Judas was already gone. Let's go on with the 10, the ones that really believe. But Jesus didn't turn him away. He showed himself to Thomas. I always find this very amazing. It says, Jesus said to Thomas, put your finger here and see my hands. Put your hand into the wound in my side. Don't be faithless any longer. Believe. And Jesus was patient with Thomas. He brought him along. What was the end result? Thomas believed. And he followed Jesus for the rest of his life. And God is patient with us, with our attitudes, with our weaknesses. He knows what we're going through. He knows how difficult life can be. And since God is patient with our attitudes that we have from time to time, we can be patient with other people as well, whether it's our kids, whether it's our spouse, whether it's our workmates. You know, a young man had become a believer, and he went to an older Christian and to ask for prayer. And he was having some problems with some people in his life, and he said, would you please pray that I would be more patient with other people in my life? So the older man thought for a minute, and he agreed. He said, okay, I'll pray for you. Let's bow our heads. And he began to pray, and he said, Lord, today... send this young man some people that have bad attitudes. And tomorrow, Lord, send him some more people that are slow learners. And the next day, Lord, send him, and the young man cut him off and blurted out, no, I didn't ask for you to pray for God to send me people with problems. I asked for you to pray for me to develop patience. And the wise Christian thought for a minute, and he said, young man, it's through problems with people that we learn patience with people. If you only have wonderful people around you all the time, I don't know if there's anybody so blessed here, you'll never develop patience. But if there's people around you that test your patience, it's an opportunity from God for you to develop that character trait. One of the reasons you have a family is to learn patience. Children are a great way that God uses to develop patience in us. When that child does something for the umpteenth time as a parent, how do you respond? Do you get angry? Do you discipline them in anger, or are you patient? And even in discipline, are you gentle? Do you teach them gently one more time? If we respond in anger to our children, what are we teaching them? We're teaching them to respond in anger. But if we respond in patience, we're teaching them to respond in patience. How can we be patient with our children? How can we be patient with other people and their attitudes? We need God's help, don't we? We need God's power in our lives. Colossians 1:11 says, we also pray that you will be strengthened with His glorious power so that you will have all the patience and endurance you need. And so the Apostle Paul here is praying that people would be strengthened with God's power so they would have patience and endurance. So that's an okay prayer to pray. God, give me all the patience, all the endurance I need. Ask God for His power. Ask Him for His power to be patient. You need God's power to endure certain types of people. Got a few amens out there. We need His power, not just to react to other people. God wants us to transform relationships through patience. And as God is patient with our attitudes, as He pours His power to be patient and endure into us, we can be patient with other people. Patience is an essential character quality for building strong relationships. You know, if you're just not a patient person, you're going to find it very difficult to have strong relationships with people. But once we truly understand how patient God is with us, with our actions, with our words, with our attitudes, then we can learn to be patient with other people. Anger damages relationships, but patience strengthens them and builds them stronger. Ask God this morning to help you to develop patience in your life. And get ready, because the opportunities will come. And as you respond rightly, you become a more patient person, just like Jesus was. We're going to sing a song now called More Love.